You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line. 82nd Street, Jackson Heights.
Jackson Heights has undergone significant transformation, predominantly farmland before the construction of Queensboro Bridge in 1900, first garden apartment community in the U.S. by the 1920s, an influx of immigrant populations in the 60s that makes it the culturally diverse neighborhood most experienced today.
They're very beautiful, the buildings here. Mostly are co-ops.
The concept always was that you, as the tenant owner, would come home to a tended open space that you didn't have to take care of. Even though you didn't have your own private yard, there was at least a place that you could sort of call your own along with the other people that, you know, chose to live in the same development.
What do you mean by green space?
It's mostly just buildings.
They have green areas inside.
They have gear.
When we were young, we signed a petition. We wanted safety for our children. So that's what they gave it.
Yeah.
And they put in, you know, those like topiary hedges because that's fancy. He's hacking a Japanese maple that I knew the guy who had planted it 15 years ago. Because this is America, and I bought my house, and if I want to deface it and make it as ugly as possible, that's my right.
So to get an apartment in Jackson Heights, you're like on a waiting list forever.
I don't have that kind of money.
Our community board, which goes from the BQE to Flushing Meadow Park, but doesn't include Flushing Meadow Park,
right,
has the lowest park to human ratio of any community board in New York City.
Very often, like street parade, they do.
They go to flea market.
Sometimes they close for kids. A lot of schools here.
It hasn't changed much.
Yeah.
No, I mean, cultural-wise, it's still very diversity.
Yeah.
But it hasn't changed. It's still a very good neighborhood.
It's a joy, nothing else.
Yeah,
it's so
very nice.
I love it.
This Safari 7 podcast was created by Aaron Shea and Evelyn Ting and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.